Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello and welcome back to the podcast, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. I am your host, Jess, and I am so happy to be with you as always here on the show. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. You guys know we break down all things business and spirituality because I do not believe those two things are mutually exclusive. And the more we connect to the truth that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and hone our connection to the divine source, God, the goddess, the universe, call it whatever you want, the more empowered we become, because the more awake we become, and the more awake we become, the more remembered we become, and the more remembered we become, the more authentic, unstoppable, aligned, impactful, and joyful and abundant we become, okay? That is the game that I'm at least here to play, and I know that you are here to play it with me, which is why you are here, and I am so grateful. And so I just want to take a moment and a gentle reminder that if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, you guys, what have you been waiting for? Go ahead and subscribe right now wherever you get your podcast, so you do not miss an episode. And if you haven't left a review on Apple Podcasts, you guys, it would mean the world to me, to this community, to my entire team, to the women that need to hear this podcast. When you leave a review on Apple, it really helps the show grow. It takes 5 seconds, a couple sentences, and it would mean the world to me as well. So thank you guys in advance for spreading the light. And if today's podcast or any podcast moves your soul, make sure you share this podcast on Instagram, tag me, I'll reshare it. I'll come find you in the DMs. I'll follow you back. I really love my community over on the gram. You guys are not my quote unquote followers. You guys are my community and I live for you guys. Thank you for showing up for me there. I love showing up for you. So I want to get into it today because I'm going to get really real on this podcast, as I often do, as I always do. You guys know I keep it the realest actually here on the podcast. And so as you guys know, on Thursdays, I bring you a tiny little key from my cosmic keychain on this unlocking series to help you unlock more love or joy or money or success or connection or alignment or vitality. And I want to unlock something kind of unique today because it's a big conversation. I wanted to unlock fear, okay? But I didn't want to come at you with like a scary title, to be totally honest. I really feel like fear in and of itself, especially as women entrepreneurs, manifests itself in a lot of different ways. And I have a frame on it that it's actually a spiritual warfare. It's illusion. It's the matrix. It's old programming that shows up in our businesses, in our lives on a daily basis that is trying to keep us small, because I believe that the light is winning on this planet for the first time in a long time. Like, I'm talking about millennia, and we couldn't always say that. I really believe that. But because the light is finally winning, the dark is getting stronger too. And the more you step into your power and shine and seed the world that you touch with love and light and empowerment and healing, the more the dark is going to try and like squash you down. So it can sometimes feel like whack-a-mole, where you're like growing and then you take, you know, 5 steps back and you're like, what's going on? I felt so confident and clear and ready. And then like life hits you and you're like, what is this fuckery? And I just want to take today's episode and normalize this, because every time that you are on the edge of any massive expansion or any quantum leap or any moment of bravery, whether that's increasing your price, whether that's launching something new, whether that's leaving a relationship, any next level that you're about to jump into, something happens. Your tech breaks, your dog gets sick, you start to doubt everything, your ex comes back into the picture out of nowhere, a client that was totally out of alignment comes back and is like, but I'll pay you double, whatever it might be. And if any of this sounds familiar, this has been a lot of my life, I want you to know that nothing is cursed. You're just expanding, because spiritual warfare requires us, and I don't mean to sound like doom and gloom, requires us sisters to step all the way the fuck up into our warrior-ess identities. Because we're not here to play a small game. We're here to fuck shit up for the greater good of humanity. And if you're listening to my show, I know that's you. And I really want to take you on a journey today quickly into something that happened to me just a few months ago. I hosted this big event. Maybe some of you were there. It was called Brilliance. It was the biggest launch of my business. I got struck by lightning. Literally, the building got struck by lightning. I was broadcasting this global event out of the city of Nashville, Tennessee, and we hired this big production studio to literally broadcast this to thousands and thousands of women from across the globe. Most of the women stayed all day long. There was an energetic vortex that we created. I really believe that. And the building that I was broadcasting it from got struck by lightning. And I was on such a high, because how do you not, after like an 8-hour day of being on and all of these women, and I was totally in co-creation with you guys, if you were there, it was powerful. It was cosmic. And that lightning bolt was, in my perspective, a true affirmation and anointment of the power we were creating as this collective consciousness of feminine power. For about 48 hours after Brilliance, I was like riding that frequency. I felt so good. And then the following 2 weeks, I went through a full-on spiral. We had massive glitches in our tech behind the scenes as we were running the launch. I got a huge flare-up of sciatica. And in that same week that I had my sciatic nerve flare, my dog, Zoe, my little baby soul dog, who's 12 and a half years old, who's my soul companion, we're like literally connected from past lives, and that's a whole other episode, she stopped walking. Her back leg went out, okay? So not only was that crazy quantum that the two of us were experiencing, she was feeling my energy. I had to deal with the 3D stress of my dog not being able to walk and taking her to multiple vet appointments, getting x-rays, getting laser treatments, acupuncture, doubling down on managing my house. She couldn't walk. I had to carry her everywhere. It was like so much unexpected chaos at home and in my business. And I was fucking spiraling. And I was feeling a lot of fear and a lot of old programming come up of the hustle Jessica that felt like she had to kill herself to win, that had traditionally created goals and would bend steel to hit those goals, because I prided myself for so long as, I used to say this, like, I don't fall down and I don't miss deadlines. And to be honest, that's still kind of true. I operate with a high level of excellence, but sometimes that excellence would manifest itself into the shadow of hypervigilance. And I literally felt like there was this old version of me. I can kind of see her right now in my peripheral on my right, like ugly head rearing itself over my right shoulder, basically being super mean to myself. Like, you're not good enough. You have to work harder. You're going to fail if you don't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I could have taken it all as a sign that something was wrong, that I was not going to make it, that I should stop, that I should listen to that voice, that I should check myself. But because I've got my spiritual tools and I know that I'm a fucking warrior, and so are you, and this is why I'm sharing all of this, is that it was actually the opposite. It was proof that I was expanding, that I was about to quantum leap, that something bigger was activating. So I'm here to remind you that if you experience resistance in any area of your business, I want you to take it as a sign of expansion, because the brighter the light, the more shadows reveal themselves. And remember that not all energy is yours. I had a lot of massive energy moving through me those few weeks. I was extremely public. I was extremely visible. I was dealing with my dog. I was dealing with my team. There were lots of things that were not mine, truly not mine, that I was enmeshing myself with in emotionally and energetically. And it really took me back to my super tool, the Priestess Code, the ultimate, I believe, unlock of feminine power, and that is sovereignty and discernment. And really checking in with not only what's mine versus what's not mine and the people and the community and the animals even around me, but what's mine versus not mine from previous versions of myself. And the way that we can truly start to master our upgrades and put more tools in our toolkit for the warriors that we are, sharpen our swords, if you will, is by increasing our spiritual hygiene, by ensuring that we are clearing our field daily with breath, with prayer, with salt baths, water. You guys, I shower twice a day. This is probably TMI, but I am so into water. I wash my hands multiple times a day. I cleanse my system, my body, my energy body with water as much as possible. All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth: your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And Microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breathwork experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends. And do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. I have a little Tibetan bell. I use sound to clear my space. I don't just use sage and smoke and Palo Santo, although those things are really important, but I use sound to clear the space. I have a ton of crystals everywhere. I charge them in the sunlight. I put them under the moon during full moons. I wash them in sacred water. I really visualize a lot on my altar in the morning. I visualize calling back all of my own energy, sending back out what's no longer mine or what never has been. The key is to not spiritually bypass, but to lead yourself through it all and surround yourself with your own frequency by practicing on a daily basis with all of the tools I just mentioned. And ultimately, to surround yourself with beautiful, grounded people, your team, your partner, your closest friends. This is really looking at who is your army. You're the warrioress. Who's riding with you for real? Who is on your fucking spiritual team as you grow, as you build your business, as you make the impact that you're going to make, as you become more seen? You've got to get even tighter on your castle and your boundaries and your sacred lines, as I like to say, because that is what sovereignty and discernment looks like. And so I leave you with the truth that if you're up inside the game of being a light worker, you're going to come across spiritual warfare. And it isn't a reason to stop in your business. It's a sign that you're actually stepping onto holy fucking ground. I want you to reflect and ask yourself, where are you mislabeling expansion as a sign to stop? I could have gotten so down on myself during that whole launch month. And if you really want to know how it all turned out, I turned it all around in a matter of days because I had these tools. And we called in the biggest, brightest, most beautiful women into our cohort in the Feminine Frequency Business School we've ever had. And it's perfect. And I felt so clear and so on mission and so in alignment because I understood the lesson. I want you to affirm with me right now and let this become your mantra for the week, for the month, for the year, for your brand, for your goals, whatever it might be. I want you to just take this in. I want you to affirm and say out loud or to yourself, when I am sovereign in my field, only love enters and only truth remains. If you can say that at your altar, if you can say that to yourself quietly in the midst of a really tough, stressful moment, if you can say that to yourself in a moment of disappointment, if you can say that to yourself in a moment of scarcity, if you can say that to yourself in a moment of imposter syndrome, this is the key today to start unlocking all of these sticky, stuck locks that you have been believing as reality. But you are a fucking light worker. And you are here to co-create your own reality with the power of your higher self and the universe. And it's up to you, babe, to step up to the freaking plate and be the warrior that you are. So thank you for being with me here today. I had to drop it hot today, you guys. I couldn't help myself because we're in it. It's no joke this time on the planet, and we have to use our tools, grow our strength, and to become unfuckable with, because the world needs women like you to lead. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.